Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests are here from AEYC. That's the Association for the Education of Young Children. Welcome Joy Lyon and Miranda Leipsack. Hello.
Great, thanks. Great to be here.
Great to have you here. So, Joy, you're the executive director at AEYC, and Miranda, what's your role there?
I am this year's AmeriCorps member, so I primarily deal with the Imagination Library, Family Nights at the Turf, and fun projects like Elmo.
Like Elmo, yep, that's what you guys are here to talk about today. Okay, so AEYC was on the show about a week ago to talk about the baby fair. Can you tell me a little bit about how that went?
That was a great event out at the Mendenhall Library, and there were,
I don't know, hundreds of pregnant women and families and dads and grandparents and young children. And so everyone got connected with different supports that are available in Juneau, and there were hearing screenings and vision screenings and immunizations from the public health. So it was just a really, really happy, positive event, and people really appreciated coming to one place and getting all kinds of good information at once.
I'm glad it was a success. Miranda, did you get a chance to check it out?
Yeah, I was actually there. I was staffing the Imagination Library table as well as helping with the Thread table. And Joy's exactly right. There was a lot of people there. It was a warm, friendly event with a lot of resources.
Cool. Well, thank you for that recap. All right, so we've got another event coming up, and I know when I was a kid, this is something that I would have been super excited about. The one and only Elmo from Sesame Street will be here in Juneau this Friday. Can you guys believe it?
I know, it's so, exciting.
Yeah, it's awesome. So we'll get to the details about that. But first, let's talk about the star of the show. What do you guys know about Elmo?
Well, you know, Shelley, there is a documentary on Netflix that I watched called Being Elmo. And it talks about the development of the character and this young puppeteer that his lifelong dream was to just meet the Muppets. And turns out, you know, they had an opportunity for him to come on the set. And then he... you'll just have to watch the documentary, but just how he created the character. It's the youngest character on Sesame Street, and it's all about love. It's all about, you know, Elmo's hugs, and it's about finding something special in everyone and celebrating people's uniqueness. And it's just a really, really warm character that... you know, as opposed to maybe Oscar the Grouch or the Count, or, you know, that Elmo is the one that's really the one that's warm and fluffy and huggable.
He's pretty adorable. Elmo, I think, has been a lot of children's favorites for a long time. I always liked him a lot, too. I have a quick Elmo quiz for you guys.
What contest?
Yeah.
Miranda.
There's no prize. Sorry. Oh. Okay. So this one's multiple choice. What is Elmo? Is Elmo a Muppet, a monster, or a mouse?
Monster.
That's right. Good job, Miranda. His original name was Baby Monster. Okay. Next question. How old is Elmo supposed to be? This is also multiple choice. 3 years old, 8 years old, or 39 years old?
I would say 3.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but I think he has been around since 1980, which would make him 39. Yeah. And last question, what's the name of the doll that became a crazy fad in 1996?
Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, I think we might have had one of those at our house.
Good job. I hear they were hard to get. All right, 100%. Good job. And then just some additional background on Elmo. He was introduced as a main character in 1984. He'd been a background character previously. I don't know if they talked about that in the Netflix documentary.
Yes.
And he was brought to life by the puppeteer Kevin Clash. And mm-hmm. Elmo always refers to himself in the third person.
Mm-hmm.
He's also been on a number of shows. Rosie O'Donnell, Martha Stewart Living, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, West Wing, Scrubs, The Simpsons. The list goes on. So he's a worldwide phenomenon.
That's right. And he's coming right to Juneau.
I know.
This Friday.
Yes, that's right. So thanks for indulging my obsession with Elmo. Now let's talk about the event. So what we've got coming to town is Walk Around Elmo. So he is life size.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me a little bit more about what's happening at the Fieldhouse.
So it starts at 4:30. Elmo will be around at every half hour. So on the half hour. So 4:30, 5:30, 6:30. On the hour, then, we'll have free play and there will be food. And it's kind of like a celebration. So we're going to have some party things going on as well, since it is celebrating the 50th anniversary of Sesame Street and Communities, too.
That's great. And can we talk a little bit about how this event came to be?
Well, you know, this summer, earlier in the summer, Bill Legere, the general manager here at KTOO, called me and said, hey, there's this great opportunity for a grant to bring one of the Sesame Street characters to Juneau. And so I just thought that would be really, really fun for, especially in October. We kind of need something that's really fun and uplifting. And so we had partnered before on something. We had Clifford came to town, and we had for the 4th of July, and we've been partnering with KTOO on family outreach for many, many years, and really, really enjoy that partnership. And so I just jumped at this to be able to partner with KTOO and Sesame Street and Communities and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, who are the funders. And so we got to do a little poll about who's your favorite Sesame Street character. So we were asking people around town, and at first we asked for Big Bird, and we were told that no, Big Bird doesn't actually fly, which I thought that was funny. So Elmo was definitely the next top choice. And so we were able to jointly invite Elmo to come. And so this is open to the whole community, and especially, you know, for young children and their families. And it'll be at the Field House, as Miranda mentioned, from 4:30 to 7 on Friday. This is Alaska Day, so there's no school. And so people have a little bit more time. We thought it would be a really nice a holiday thing to do. And celebrating Sesame Street's 50th anniversary birthday, and also our state's just a little bit over 50. So
a feel-good event all the way around. Also, I just wanted to add that there were a, quote, overwhelming number of proposals from across the system, but only 10 stations were chosen to have a character come to their city. So we are very lucky here in Juneau.
We are.
And I know it's going to be a great event. So that one's going to be big, very exciting, like you said, celebratory atmosphere. But there's a secondary event that you might want to mention to our listeners as well.
Yeah, for any children with sensory processing issues and just would need a quieter event, we have a second event that's specially for them, just a kind of a low-key, quiet event that they will have that opportunity by calling our office at 789-1235, or they can email Miranda at
AmeriCorps@auic-sea.org.
Terrific. Well, thank you both so much for coming in today and talking about this event. I know we here at KTOO are very excited, and we're so happy that you partnered with us. And I hope we all get to meet Elmo.
And thanks for KTOO for writing this fabulous grant.
You're welcome. On behalf of all of us. Joy Miranda from AEYC, thanks so much for coming in today.